Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, today's show is the first part of a two-week series on the ABCs of vitamins. We did this a couple years ago and found it very informative to our listeners. So we're going to take it into two-week series, focusing more on the fat-soluble vitamins.
The first week, right?
This week, and then next week, water-soluble, and we'll explain what those are. And vitamins are very important. And why are they important, Dr. Prather?
Well, you actually look at their name. And they got their name from vital, because they're vital to life. If you don't have the necessary vitamins in your system, you get sick and die. So the vitamins are very important, and they come from the term vital amines. And what they did is when they were first discovering the vitamins, they found that basically they were looking at diseases, you know, why people got sick, and they found that there were chemical substances that were necessary for life, and if you were without them, then you started to get sick.
Now, when was this?
This was in the, well, actually, it's been going on for a long time. Way back when, they noticed that certain diseases seemed to be associated with food. Way back in the Greek times and ancient Egypt, and but when they really started to do the research on that was in the early 1900s, 1890s, 1900s, a very big time of scientific discovery. So, you know, even more recently, there's been new vitamins that have been discovered. So it's an ongoing type of process on what is necessary for health and well-being. And they found some organic substances. You have inorganic substances, which are the minerals that are necessary for our health. Organic substances are the vitamins. And the first ones that they found also had an amine component. So they called them vital amines for our health. They later on found out that some of the vitamins didn't have an amine component in the chemicals.
What does that mean?
It's a nitrogen. It's just a chemical compound.
Okay.
You know, yeah, I'm getting too technical here. It's basically what my wife is telling me.
It's not a Middle Eastern.
Right. But they called them, they dropped the E. And then they called them vitamins.
Okay.
So those are essential components to our health
and
well-being.
It just surprises me, this, you're just saying kind of a resurgence or at the beginning of the 19th century.
Yeah, it was in the beginning of the 19th century that they were first discovering those.
Did that have anything to do with our soil starting to be depleted? Or
It's just our chemical. I mean, a very interesting, well, I can get into the history of nutrition. But the rise and fall of civilizations was basically based on the nutrition of the people. If you could feed the people well, you became smart, they became civilized, and as soon as the soil became depleted, civilizations fell. So there's very basic types of things, and nutrition is absolutely critical to the health and well-being of a civilization.
Well, interesting, on the way here, you got the paper, and who's closing their doors? Hostess?
Hostess.
Which is interesting. Were they not getting the sales that they had been getting?
Yeah, people kind of figured out that that wasn't really good for you.
The Twinkie.
and very interestingly is all the vitamins and minerals were processed out of that food.
Yeah.
All it was the carbohydrates and, you know, and the sugars and the fats. That was all that was left. And if you just consist on a diet on that, you will get sick and die.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of sad people are losing their jobs, but it's interesting people are getting a little smarter on what to eat. Can we say that?
I would probably say that. I mean, people are very aware. 50% of everyone out there is actually taking vitamins at this time.
Wow.
So that's something that's a very big awareness. Now,
One in two people.
One in two people are taking vitamins, as you know, everybody that we're speaking out there. Probably are the people who are listening to us, probably a higher number.
Right.
But people are realizing that there is a loss of the necessary things that we have in our food to actually get us healthy.
Mm-hmm.
According to the federal government, as they did research, only 20% of the people eat a healthy enough diet to actually meet their vitamin and mineral needs.
Only 20% of the population.
Only 20% of the population.
Where do they live?
Yeah.
They live off the land, probably.
Well, it's a conscious effort.
Right.
You know, it's you work. Have to really think about that, mm-hmm. work on that, really go for the vegetables, fruits, the meats, keep
and
away
organic.
From the processed foods. It makes a very big difference.
Uh-huh.
So only 20% of the people are really getting everything that's necessary in their diet.
Mm.
80% of the people are not. Now, there are also people out there who have higher requirements of certain types of vitamins and minerals.
Mm-hmm.
If you have celiac disease, your ability to absorb, especially the fatty acids, is very definitely decreased.
Oh.
If you have different types of diseases, if you're taking medications, you know, there's a whole lot of different things that can affect your ability to absorb foods. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have your gallbladder taken out. Your ability to regulate the bile production into the digestive tract, because bile is absolutely necessary, especially to absorb the fatty acids, you know, the fatty vitamins.
Uh-huh.
So it's a...
People think, oh, I got my gallbladder out, my problems are solved.
And well, there's a whole list mm-hmm. of nutritional requirements at that point that you need.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's certain people have higher requirements. Pregnant women, women who are breastfeeding, much higher requirements for their vitamins and minerals, and it's very difficult through the diet to actually meet those needs.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very individually based vitamin analysis.
Mm-hmm.
So we look at what are your basic needs, what are the deficiencies that you have, and find out exactly what those are so that you can get the proper nutrients into your system.
Well, we had a patient here yesterday, and she's not on any prescription medicine, but has thyroid conditions, and you had recommended a thyroid panel. She goes, well, what can you do for that? You know, my mom's on Synthroid, my sister's on Synthroid. I just assumed I'd be on Synthroid. And I said, no, well, she wanted to know specifically what we give. Well, we're so individualized.
Sure.
You know, there's just not one thyroid supplement that...
Sure. As we're looking at the thyroid needs, there's 36 different vitamins and minerals that are necessary for proper function.
People just want that one pill answer. That
I know. And life is much more complicated than
our
that.
Our bodies are much more complicated.
Sure.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, even our genetic predispositions. It's just like taking a pharmaceutical.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how one person responds to a pharmaceutical is completely different than another. The same thing to your needs for vitamins mm-hmm. and what you respond to. So it's a complicated process.
Yeah, that's what I like. What we do here is the blood work. You're not just coming in, we're, you know, giving you a vitamin because we think, you know, we see the blood chemistry.
Yes.
You have
yes.
over 600 hours of studying blood work, you know, that in your training.
Yeah, evidence-based medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And really, so many of the problems, it's just like cancer. You know, you're talking about what's the best way to treat cancer. Well, not getting it in the first place.
Right.
And when you actually talk about that, only 10% of all cancers are kind of like predetermined.
Hmm.
90%.
What do you
has,
mean by?
Well, 90% is lifestyle.
Okay.
And the biggest part of that is the nutritional requirements.
Yeah.
You know, 60% of all cancers, according to the American Cancer Society, is actually caused by nutritional deficiencies.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cardiovascular disease, huge effect by the nutritional deficiencies. One of the main reasons that smoking causes so much problem is it changes our nutritional requirements.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all different
eating
types
sugar,
of things.
Refined sugar depletes, right?
Absolutely, because you need vitamins and minerals to actually be able to process those energy foods.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all those different types of things are very, very important in understanding the needs of an individual. So if your kid, you know, is just really into taking lots of sugar, they're going to be vitamin and mineral deficient.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to supplement that type of thing. So controlling the diet, exercising regularly makes a big difference. Lots of sunshine, all those different types of things. determines how much, you know, how much supplementation you might need.
Mm-hmm. When we come back, let's talk about vitamins and can they be toxic to your body.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. Dr. Prather, what is diathermy?
The way that we like to describe it to people is it's a large coiled magnet that produces a shortwave beam that goes into the body. The main thing that we like it is increasing circulation. The most common thing that we use it for is drainage of the ears, otitis media. The ear pain, the ear infections. For any mom who's been up with a little one screaming the entire night, knows how wonderful it would be to get that under control.
Yeah.
I think about one little guy who's just starting to walk, and he had a terrible ear infection. The antibiotics, you know, hadn't really kicked in or done anything at that point. They had heard that we do take care of otitis media, and that we could make a pretty quick cure, and husband was a little bit skeptical, but they both came in because mom had been up all night and didn't want to drive in. And she looked like, oh, help me. Uh-huh. And the little guy was just, you know, thrashing and in so much pain. So we brought him in and 15 minutes on the diathermy. He was laughing and, you know, looking around and waving at everybody. And they just kind of looked at me like, what the heck just happened? How did this occur?
Uh-huh.
And we find that 15 minutes on the diathermy will just take away the pain, just like that. So it's something that is very easy to do, safe, very effective, and people just are amazed by the changes that occur in their sinuses and those eustachian tubes and in those ears. And moms can bring in, get their child done, and they're good.
Yeah, that child's not continually going on antibiotic after antibiotic, destroying their gut and their
weakening the immune system. You can cause too many antibiotic treatments can cause permanent damage to the immune system. Much better way of treatment is the diathermy unit. Anyone with any type of ear problems, ear infection, otitis media, going up into the sinuses and vertigo, also tinnitus, extremely important for tinnitus. So any of our patients with tinnitus, the recommendations are always to have diathermy, because the diathermy does make an absolutely incredible difference with the tinnitus and getting that under control.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking about, again, the ABCs of vitamins. And can vitamins be toxic to our bodies?
Absolutely. Anything that you get in excess can be a toxin to the system, a poison, and can cause harm. So not only do you need to be aware of deficiencies, but you also have to be aware of taking too much of something, because there's definite signs that occur if you become overabundant in a certain type of a vitamin. Matter of fact, part of the problems is that when you take in too much of one vitamin, it actually decreases the levels of the other vitamins.
Oh, wow.
So there's a interplay on that. There's a balancing as you actually give things.
Homeostasis.
That's our big... So glad you brought that up. And let me define what homeostasis is. First off, according to Dr. Guyton, who is the guru of physiology, at least when I went through school, Dr. Guyton's physiology was in everybody's backpack. And it says in there that homeostasis, which is the balance of the body, is health. So when you are in homeostasis, when everything is balanced, when you have the proper amount of vitamins, minerals, and they are in perfect balance, that creates a healthy situation. If one of them gets out of balance, then you actually create a shift on that and actually starts to create not disease, but dis-ease. Because the body is no longer functioning correctly.
Right.
And especially what we're talking about are the fat-soluble vitamins.
Yeah, what are the difference between fat-soluble and water-soluble vitamins?
Well, when you're talking about fat-soluble vitamins, to actually be able to absorb them, you need fat in the digestive tract to actually bring them in.
Okay.
Also, it's something that is stored in the body. It's not, in other words, you can build up too much. The water-soluble are easily, much easier absorbed into the intestines, but you actually need a daily requirement of those. Because you don't store those.
Okay. Because you're peeing them out.
Yeah.
But fat-soluble, you can't pee out.
That's right. You actually keep those.
That's my layman term, right?
That works.
Okay.
That works. You see that? You are the communicator to the people, and I kind of get a little too technical.
Too academic.
So, you know, you can get too much of the fat-soluble vitamins, and those are the vitamin A, D, E, and K are the fat-soluble vitamins. And that's what you have to be careful of.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's...
Well, I know one instant, you know, everybody's like pushing vitamin D, and vitamin D is the new thing. And we know someone that was taking too much of vitamin D.
Sure.
And caused what kind of problem?
The calcium, hypercalcemia.
And they had to get part of their parathyroid removed.
Parathyroid, right.
Yeah.
There can be damage that occurs, and that's actually a very common type of thing. I didn't used to see that much hyper vitamin D toxicity.
You didn't used to
I
until
didn't
recently.
Used to until it really became popular.
There's just a big
popular.
Push on it. Yeah.
And everybody's, you know, has decided that they need vitamin D, and I've actually had quite a few patients that their problems were actually associated with taking too much vitamin D.
Mm-hmm.
So it's something.
It's really good to have it monitored, right?
It's absolutely mm-hmm. critical. You know, you need your medical doctor for the disease care.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually even more critical that you have a health doctor who can actually monitor your general health and maintain your balance in your body, the homeostasis.
Well, what the FDA calls structure function medicine.
Structure function medicine,
mm-hmm.
right. It's
mm-hmm.
a very, very important part of that. And the way that you do that is through lab tests.
And that's what we do here at the Prather Wellness Center.
Certainly.
Well, let's start with A. What is the function of vitamin A?
Well, vitamin A, the first thing, that was actually the first vitamin that was found. That's why they called it vitamin A.
Oh, really? Huh.
Very interesting.
That's
start
simple.
At the beginning.
Uh-huh.
And the reason that they were looking for that is blindness. Matter of fact, vitamin A deficiency is the leading cause of blindness in the world.
Or just eye deterioration?
Deterioration. Well, actually, blindness.
Okay.
Now, it's not very common in the industrialized world because we have better nutrition.
Uh-huh.
But in the undeveloped world and back in the 1890s, there was actually quite a few people who were blind because of vitamin A deficiency.
Interesting.
Because it was very severe. And it was especially severe in the poorer people who didn't have proper nutrition and couldn't afford it.
But do you see deficiencies now?
We actually see deficiencies now.
Why is that?
Well, again, it's the dietary type of requirements that are actually necessary. One of the more common things is that there's a very high requirement for pregnant women.
Mm-hmm.
So very common among pregnant women who cannot actually get their vitamin A, women who have their gallbladder out. Is
need
a very common type of vitamin A.
How about men that have their gallbladder out?
Yeah, men too. Yeah,
okay.
Women have their gallbladders out more often than men. So that's a good question. You keep me on track.
Uh-huh.
But the function of the vitamin A is vision. So night blindness. Let's mm-hmm. say you can't quite focus right. And you get out there and you're driving at night and you can't see quite as well as you normally could,
mm-hmm.
Vitamin A is usually the cause on that. And that's actually a very common type of problem, especially as one ages. So, you know, vitamin A deficiency isn't that uncommon. It's
so
just that you don't see the blindness.
Help me, because I'm at that border where I need glasses sometimes and don't for reading. So do I need vitamin A?
That can be one of the things that might be necessary and actually help out.
Okay.
So that would be one of the things we would look at. There's many ways to work with the eyes. Growth and development. Hmm. Babies need a lot of vitamin A. And when a mother is actually making a baby and pregnant, she has a much higher requirements for vitamin A. So making sure that vitamin A need is met.
So children, that's really important for growth and development.
Very important. Mm-hmm. Strengthens the immune system.
Mm-hmm.
Many different types of problems that can be helped. Very chronic bladder infections.
Oh.
We've had women who came in, not as often as men, but women who just cannot seem to get rid of a bladder infection, just constantly. You know, I've been on an antibiotic 4 or 5 times in a year and can't get rid of that. Vitamin A oftentimes makes a very big difference. One, it boosts the immune system, but it's also very important for skin. Mm-hmm. If you want to keep young and healthy skin, keep your vitamin A levels up. Also, the linings of the body for mucus, it helps to strengthen that. So if you have sinus problems, vitamin A can enhance that. If you, as women get older, their sexual
if
organs...
If we get older?
Yeah, get thinner. Uh-huh. And vitamin A can really boost that up.
Mm.
Skin problems. Bumps on the skin, what we call chicken skin on the back of the arms or other places, is usually a vitamin A deficiency.
Oh, interesting.
Psoriasis responds very well to vitamin A. It's also a very good antioxidant. Do you know what an antioxidant is?
You go ahead. I know it's important for health.
It's very important because as the oxidative process takes place where you make energy, there can be free electrons that get knocked out, what they call free radicals.
Mm-hmm.
That causes increased aging, cardiovascular disease, cancer, and vitamin A is one of those things that actually absorbs those and makes and neutralizes them.
Okay.
So those are all very important.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about food sources? What are the food sources for vitamin A?
Vitamin A is actually stored in the liver. So the liver is a fantastic source of vitamin A. Matter of fact, on our...
Eating liver.
And that, you know, when you're actually talking about taking vitamins, there are two different ways of taking vitamins.
Mm-hmm.
There is the megadose, which are usually synthetic. Then there are the natural methods, and we actually carry both ways here. So one of the ways that we give vitamin A is concentrated liver.
Oh.
So I sit there and we can give a pill of liver, which is actually equal to about 24 ounces of liver that you would
Eat.
One pill.
Uh-huh.
And you can take that or eat the liver. And most of the time people actually choose to take the pill.
Like liver.
Yeah, I love liver myself, and I'll try to take it as often as possible.
Mm-hmm.
But the liver is an excellent source of vitamin A, really boosts up the immune system. Chili peppers are very good, peppers in general. Carrots, excellent. They fortify milk with vitamin A, butter, sweet potatoes, parsley, kale, spinach, mangoes, broccoli, and squash. Anything that looks yellow is carrying vitamin A.
Interesting. Anything that looks yellow. Okay.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
New study every day contradicts an old study. Some of them are just plain odd. Did anybody see this? 60 Minutes got a hold of this one. A full segment they did on dogs in healthcare. I see some nods. I think we're going to have different breeds eventually for different specialties, you know? If you're choking on something, you need to see the retriever, right? Here, I'm like a new patient. Go get him. If you're anemic, you need the bloodhound. And if you have any kind of GI issues, well, you need a referral to the Shih Tzu. So...
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had. I said, doctor, doctor. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking about fat-soluble vitamins, which are A, D, E, and K. And I know you could probably talk on one show on just one of them, but you talked on vitamin A. And so we can finish up with vitamin A and get to vitamin D, because I know people are really interested in that vitamin D also.
Oh, absolutely.
When do you supplement with vitamin A? When is the time to say, hey, I might have a vitamin A deficiency, need to get that checked?
Yeah, as we're looking at someone, first off, there are certain red flags as we do a health history.
Uh-huh.
That would actually show up for a vitamin A need. Also, as I do an exam, oftentimes I can see different signs and symptoms of vitamin A deficiency. Mm-hmm. Skin, hair, nails, those types of things show up quite a bit. And then we do lab tests. Mm. You can actually do a test for each of the different vitamins to find out whether you're deficient.
For also, each specific vitamin.
Each specific vitamin.
Yeah, and you do that here at the Prather Wellness Center.
We do that here at the Prather Wellness Center. Plus, we can also see the evidence in the overall health as we're doing a general blood check.
Uh-huh.
So there are very definite needs along those lines. And then one of the other things that we do to also check that out is something called an electrodermal screening.
What is that?
That is actually measures the galvanic skin resistance, an electrical charge on the body. And we can actually challenge it with the energy of a vitamin A and see how the body responds to it.
Mm.
So it's sort of like a lie detector test of your nutrition.
Ah.
Because galvanic skin resistance is also how you do a lie detector test.
Uh-huh.
And there are many different forms of taking vitamin A. That need to be found out. Well,
yeah, it might not just be pills, right? It could be liquid.
Oh, even more than that, you might need to, liver might be the best way to deliver the vitamin A.
Mm.
Synthetic might be the best way. Or actually going with a beta carotene, a precursor to the vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Different people respond in different ways. Just because you need vitamin A, we have six general courses of ways of giving vitamin A in different types of methods. And someone may not actually respond well to one of those, to only one.
Right.
So it's, again, a very complicated process and takes a tremendous amount of study, knowledge, and there's no way that we could actually figure that out unless we also had the lab tests to work with it.
Right, right.
So, you know, someone just being able to go into a health food store and say, you know what, I think I need this. The chances of finding exactly what you need is rather slim to none.
Right, and that's what's important about these fat solubles, because you can't eliminate them. You can't pee them out.
You do not want to take too much of these, because there are toxicity things that occur.
Well, let's talk about that. Can vitamin A become toxic?
Absolutely. You can actually start vomiting. There can be joint pain. There can be permanent liver damage. There can be kidney damage. You can get headaches. There can be irritability. You have to be careful with these types of things.
Mm-hmm.
You can take too much.
Okay. Well, we're talking about fat-soluble vitamins today in this part one series. Next week will be part two. We'll talk about the water-soluble. So let's go on to vitamin D. What is the function of vitamin D?
Well, vitamin D, it's become very popular through some research studies that actually proved that vitamin D was critical in reducing cancer risk.
Okay.
So
that's why it's become
very popular on that, boosts the immune system. And vitamin D is a very interesting vitamin because not only does it have vitamin functions, but it also has hormonal regulation.
Oh.
So it also acts as a hormone. Mm. Now, one of the things that vitamin D, you can get it through the diet. Your body also can make it. And the way that it makes it is through cholesterol. Cholesterol comes up to the areas of the skin, and that's actually the D3 cholecalciferol, which actually comes up to the surface of the skin. And then the sunshine actually can, with a complicated chemical process, can make it into vitamin D.
That's why sunlight is so important.
Sunlight is very important. It's the liquid, it's the sunshine vitamin is another way to put that.
Vitamin D, sunshine.
Vitamin D. But if you don't have enough cholesterol in your system, it's very hard to keep your vitamin D levels up. So if you are on a statin drug,
cholesterol lowering drug.
If your cholesterol is below 140, you do not have enough vitamin D. So that's a very important type of source on that. There are other things that are important for vitamin D to actually be utilized in the body. Again, the gallbladder, if you have your gallbladder out, very probably you don't get enough vitamin D. Vitamin D can come through two different sources. One, you can actually get it through plant sources, which is the vitamin D2. And you actually get those from green leafy vegetables and mushrooms. Or you can also get it through the diet through animal sources. Cod liver oil used to be a very, very popular type of a supplement given back in older days.
People used to have that as part of their meal or at the end of their meal.
Certainly.
Take a spoonful of cod liver oil.
Absolutely. And the reason that they did that is that childhood mortality was very high. And one of the big things that they would that kids died from was lung infections. So vitamin D, vitamin A were very, very, as a matter of fact, cod liver oil is a perfect combination of all the fat soluble vitamins.
Now we give that in pill form.
That in a pill form. You can't even taste it. Which is excellent, and it's a very good way to use it because it's very it's not as toxic to the system, and we actually get much, much better results. A lot of the toxicity from to overtaking vitamin D is if you take too much vitamin D, it crashes the A, E, and vitamin K.
Oh.
So if you take too much of one thing, you actually start to cause some problems because you actually crash the others.
You need them all balanced.
You need those balanced because you can
There's
actually
that word
have,
again.
Right. Balance. Again, balance. If you take too much vitamin D, you can actually throw off your minerals, and that causes a lot of problems throughout the body. The too high levels of calcium, the body does not like that and does not do well. It also will cause calcification of soft tissues because you're actually change the whole balance of the minerals. It can actually cause a general weakness, headaches. You can actually get anorexia by taking too much vitamin D. You can cause kidney damage, liver damage. One of the things that I've seen on, I had a patient who came in who had been recommended to take large amounts of vitamin D, which the levels were way out of line. And on his blood work, he showed up that he was having liver damage and kidney damage occurring. And his calcium was very high, and there was a shift on the phosphorus. And I said, whoa, you know, this is not good. You're in vitamin D toxicity. We need to cut that back. We need to eliminate that. And we had to actually detox him for a little while, but he was actually showing a lot of the different signs. He came in because of nausea. He was getting a lot of headaches. You know, reasons that he wasn't quite aware of, but he was actually trying to help himself and making himself worse.
Had he got...
That
he
was actually a recommendation from a doctor.
And he had blood work.
Well, it wasn't a full panel on that, and mm-hmm. he had actually had blood work, but there's a tremendous amount of interpretation that goes with that.
Yeah.
You also have to look at the levels of the calcium, the phosphorus. There's more involved in than just doing
looking
a
at the vitamin
D level.
Yeah.
It's only a part of any type of analysis. You have to look. Too oftentimes, we in medicine, we try to isolate something and get only one factor and say, aha, that's the answer.
Uh-huh.
But we try to look at this in a holistic type of way. You always have to take things in perspective mm-hmm. because there's a lot of influences on how to interpret blood work, and you need the entire picture to actually know what's happening.
Well, God was just smarter than that, than just give us one organ. You know what? They all work together.
Yes, it's much more complicated. So anytime that we would do like a specific vitamin D test, not only that, but we also get a full picture of all the other minerals,
mm-hmm.
you know, the minerals in the body to see what their ratios are, because that plays a very big role. Plus, you have to, before you give vitamin D, you have to look at the liver enzymes and how the kidneys function.
Mm.
So there's more involved in this than meets the eye.
Yeah, because a lot of people come in and say, do you test the vitamin D? You know, they want to know.
And we do that blood test, but I never still just give the vitamin.
Don't
isolate
that.
No, there's the calcium-phosphorus ratio I have to look at, too. And like mm-hmm. I said, you have to look at the liver enzymes and the kidney enzymes before I would any time give the vitamin D, because those all play a very big role in this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, again, things are very, very...
Now, do you find vitamin D deficiencies in places where people don't get as much sunlight?
Yes. Now, a very interesting thing that I found is people from India...
Mm-hmm.
There's quite a few patients that we've had from India, and because they don't have the same sun exposure, almost all of them that I found are vitamin D deficient.
Hmm. So they don't have a lot of sun in India?
Well, they get a lot of sun, but then when they move to America, they're used to a certain levels.
Okay.
So let's say you lived in Africa mm-hmm. where you had large amounts of sun all the time, and you moved to America. That would be another instance that it would probably have
unless
some vitamin
Florida,
D.
Florida, right?
Right.
We're talking about Indiana.
Yeah, moving to Indiana.
Indiana.
You know, it's, trying to get the sunshine is always interesting. But we do, I mean, the whole reason that they started to fortify milk with vitamin D was to cut down on the instance of rickets. Because mm-hmm. kids who were growing up in the cities with a lot of pollution weren't getting the sunshine. Mm-hmm. So they started to fortify vitamin D milk.
You don't hear about rickets hardly anymore.
No. But there is a lot of imbalance that occurs. And one of the things for prevention of osteoporosis is the vitamin D levels have to be in balance with the minerals mm-hmm. so that you actually get the optimum, bone formation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a very, very big part. But also, not only do you need to give the vitamin D, but if you're giving the vitamin D, you also have to look at the vitamin A, E, and K, and the calcium and phosphorus. So
you got to look at all of that.
You have to mm-hmm. look at all of that before you actually any time start to give those products.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need to know what you're doing.
Yes. You have to know what you're doing.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, we still need to talk about vitamin E and K. We'll finish off. I want to talk a little bit more about the sources of vitamin D when we get back.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Why did you incorporate massage into your practice?
I believe that massage is an extremely important part of one's wellness, health regimen. It's something that everyone should have done at least once a month, if not more often, just to maintain a good, healthy type of a program in their system. As you work with the muscles and the soft tissue, you can actually create a tremendous amount of changes that occur. There are hormonal changes, there are physiological changes on balance. It's a very important part of one's health and wellness.
Yeah, it's much more than just feeling good. Well, it feels good, yeah. It's a lot more. What types of massage services do you do at your office?
Well, interestingly enough, there are a lot of different ways that massage actually can be involved in someone's health. And people don't realize how many types of massage there actually are. Mm-hmm. There's lymphatic, there's muscle, there's deep muscle, there's reflexology, there's electromagnetic, there's neurological, there's ones that can actually wake you up, some that can relax you, some that can balance out your emotional states. So there's a tremendous amount of different types of massage that can be affected on your system.
And who would benefit from massage?
Everyone. But if you have tight muscles, and I'm sure most people out there don't, a higher than average stress level, then massage can really prolong your life, reduce your blood pressure, increase your chances of preventing cardiovascular and cancer. Especially if you're in a high stress position, definitely take the time out for massage.
Here we have member pricing for our spa services for once a month massage at $59 a month.
Wow.
Which is great.
That is good.
Our massage therapist, we have from 11 years experience to 25 years experience with our massage therapist. So, yeah. And there's nowhere else in town that you can get that kind of quality, you know, massage for that price.
It is a medical level massage at a that's a very good price.
$59.
Yeah, we also have a medical doctor on staff, nurse practitioner, chiropractic, acupuncture. We have all the diagnostics here so that, you know, you can feel very assured that you have the support, you know, of a whole healthcare professional team that is behind the massage therapist too.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're talking today about the ABCs of vitamins, part one of a two-week series focusing on the fat-soluble vitamins. But let's go to the phone lines. Bill, what's your question for Dr. Prather?
Yeah, well, thanks for the show. You guys do a great job, and I always enjoy listening. My daughter is 18, and she's had a chronic cough for about 10 months now. She had pneumonia, she had a case of bronchitis, and all that's gone away, but the cough just hasn't. We've been to doctor after doctor after doctor, and it's prescription after prescription after prescription. I'm wondering if there's some kind of a non-prescription, non-pharmaceutical solution we should be considering, vitamins, supplements, you know, food, nutrition, or am I crazy?
No. That is, when you're talking about a chronic infection hitting the lungs like that, that should be followed up and see if there could be some nutritional deficiencies, because, of course, one of the whole reasons, like cod liver oil, that was given, well, I had a friend of mine who sat there and had bronchitis. He just, you know, he says, every fall I have it. And I just told him, I says, why don't you try some cod liver oil and see how that does? And he was on it for about 2 weeks, and he says, wow, my lungs feel better than they have forever. So checking on a vitamin deficiency or even a mineral deficiency would be a very, very good way of approaching it. Once you realize that there's not, you know, some, you know, you've gone beyond the disease model,
going with the structure function model is definitely the way to get the final things taken care of. And, especially if you're not getting answers, it's probably because they're looking in the wrong place. It is not a underlying It's not an underlying disease process. It's an underlying homeostasis problem.
Yeah. So, well, we keep getting prednisone. You know, everybody, okay, well, let's do prednisone. I always feel like, well, prednisone doesn't, that doesn't fix anything. It kind of masks it, and it might give you some temporary relief, but not the answer.
Of course. And just because she was on the pharmaceuticals, her requirements for vitamins and minerals increased quite dramatically.
Oh.
Because pharmaceuticals, antibiotics, and prednisone, and anything else that they might be given, really depletes the body of many of the vitamins and minerals. There's a very direct correlation on that. So even, you know, she developed the infection in the first place. She may, usually there's some type of homeostasis problem to even develop the infection in the first place.
Yeah.
Then when
you
add a pharmaceutical on top of it, you even throw off the body even further, so that there's even more of a nutritional requirement. So having that evaluated, finding out exactly what it is, it really makes a very quick difference.
Yeah, good. So we can do that at your clinic, though? We can do the profile there?
Absolutely. We can do all the tests that are necessary along those lines and find out exactly what those deficiencies are.
Okay, very good. I appreciate it. I'll be calling you next week then sometime.
Okay, sounds great.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Bill.
Thanks for your call, Bill.
And I think that's one of the main things that we're talking about is really looking at getting the body healthier. There are many times that, you know, you have an infection, you have different things going on, but you need a pharmaceutical to get those things under control.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a reason why they developed in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just like they said, cancer is a very good example. Once you have cancer, yes, you need to have the wonderful treatments that they have out there for cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could keep your body in homeostasis and balance and keep the nutritional needs up, your chances of getting cancer actually decrease quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
And that's acknowledged by everyone. So if you don't want to actually get to that point, and then even when you do, we find much better results on our the cancer patients who are going through chemo and radiation and all those things,
mm-hmm.
if they're able to keep their nutritional requirements up, makes a tremendous difference.
Right.
If you can keep your immune system up, if you can keep from becoming anemic, if you can keep your liver clear, they have shown in study after study that your chances of survival are greater than 50%,
mm-hmm.
higher
mm-hmm.
than if you don't do those things.
Well, I know oncologists refer their patients to us that are on chemo radiation to keep their immune system up.
Absolutely.
Yeah, they
those
know
are
we
the
can
nutritional
help
requirements. And any time that... Anyone who's on a pharmaceutical out there, you know, that they're having to take, there are always, and I repeat, always higher nutritional requirements that might be necessary.
Mm-hmm. So they have to go hand in hand.
One of the things that people have is like celiac disease. They have an allergy to the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have that allergy to the wheat, your chances of actually getting the fatty soluble vitamins actually decrease quite dramatically.
Mm-hmm.
Because the inflammation in the gut actually pulls, especially the fat solubles, out of the body before you can actually absorb them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, looking at all the different types of processes that are going on. If you have abnormal bowels, you know, you're probably not getting the needs that you know, all the things that you need.
Okay. Well, I know we want to go on to vitamin K and E, and I know they won't take as long. But before we do, let's just review the sources, the food sources of vitamin D.
Sure.
Green leafy vegetables, mushrooms, plant sources.
Those are the plant sources. Cod liver oil is mm-hmm. the highest source of vitamin D. Any cold water fish, salmon, herring, sardines, mackerel. Milk is always fortified with vitamin D, and that made a very big difference in the health of America.
Mm-hmm.
Egg yolk is an excellent source on that.
Yeah, people avoid egg yolk.
Yeah, they think that's the cholesterol, but again, cholesterol, food sources of cholesterol, very seldom are the problems with high cholesterol.
We had
a whole talk on that before.
Yeah.
And then, of course, we can't forget sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
Sunshine vitamin.
Getting outside.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's go on to vitamin E. What's the function of vitamin E?
Well, vitamin E is a big antioxidant. Again, keeps the free radicals down. It's excellent for immune system. It is excellent for kidney function, wound healing, if you have problems with wounds not healing. Matter of fact, one of the things that they found is that diabetics, the reason that they don't heal as quickly as most people do, mm-hmm. is because when you have an abnormal insulin levels and you have abnormal glucose, that it reduces your vitamin E quite dramatically. So wound healing for a vitamin E should always be taken by a diabetic.
I remember growing up, we'd have vitamin E capsules, open them up if we had.
Yeah, actually, you can put it directly mm-hmm. on there, and that speeds up the wound
healing.
And then
we sell a vitamin E stick for chapped lips. It's
exactly,
wonderful.
Exactly, exactly. Red blood cell formation. A lot of anemia is actually caused by vitamin E. Estrogen.
A lack of vitamin E.
Lack of vitamin E. Mm-hmm. Vitamin E is very good for fibrocystic breasts. One of the things that there's different forms of estrogen, and vitamin E will actually convert the toxic estrogens into a non-toxic form mm-hmm. and reduces breast tenderness and also cuts down on the possibility of breast cancer. Nerve health, if you want to heal up the nerves, if your nerves are on edge. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's excellent for anyone with neuropathies. Again, involved with the whole diabetic type of situation. Infertility. Lungs, again, very, very important along those lines, and also very important for heart health. So those are some of the things that are very important with vitamin E.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, varicose veins.
Oh.
If you want to prevent varicose veins or help those, vitamin E is the best vitamin for that.
Great. All right, and let's finish off with vitamin K. You don't hear much about vitamin K. You hear about these others, A, D,
sure.
A.
And vitamin K is the blood clotting factor,
right,
remember?
Yeah.
If you have bloody noses or bruise easily, vitamin K might be one of the necessary things for your system.
Mm-hmm.
Osteoporosis, that's actually a missed type of thing that's actually important for osteoporosis. We've had many women that was actually the main reason that they were having osteoporosis. Started that in and got some dramatic changes along those lines. Menstrual cramps
mm-hmm.
Actually are oftentimes taken care of by vitamin K. And if you take too much vitamin K, you actually have something called hemolytic anemia.
Now, food sources, is broccoli one?
Yes, actually dark green leafy vegetables, which include parsley, broccoli, cabbage, spinach, soy, egg yolks, liver, legumes, and it's actually made some by very good bacteria in the gut.
All right. Well, sorry we had to rush through vitamin K. Maybe next week we can...
Poor vitamin K, always ignored.
Right. Well, at least it has vitamin K. I don't know about a vitamin G or H. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.